The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has taken another swipe at the way Rupert Murdoch's Australian newspapers are covering the election campaign. Mr. Rudd has repeatedly shone a spotlight on what he says is the relentlessly negative coverage he receives in News Corp's papers, including Sydney's Daily Telegraph and Brisbane's Courier-Mail. Today, he urged News Corp journalists travelling with him during the election campaign to watch last night's episode of ABC TV's Media Watch programme, and then take a long look at themselves. Ashley Hall is travelling with the Prime Minister. He reports from Brisbane.
Waking up in Sydney this morning, one of the first things to greet the Prime Minister was the front page headline of the Daily Telegraph newspaper. It read, "Rudd childcare visit marred by ring-in parents," and in big letters, "Chinese fake-out." It was a reference to Mr. Rudd's visit yesterday to a childcare centre in Mascot in Sydney's east, where the Prime Minister sat and talked to some parents about what he considers the perils of the Coalition's paid parental leave scheme. Turns out the parents don't have children at that centre and may have been brought in especially for the occasion. Mr. Rudd was asked about the story during his main media conference this morning.
You know something, when you're invited by an early childhood centre to go and meet with whoever is there, it's usually a voyage of discovery for me as to who I then meet. That's a matter for them. And I will happily meet and greet anybody.
Mr. Rudd says that's what contrasts his campaign to the Coalition leader's Tony Abbott.
In terms of scrutiny, Mr. Abbott is not out there wandering around talking to any person who comes. I do. And sometimes they'll say nice things to you and sometimes they won't. But that's what you should be doing if you're putting yourself up for elected office. So you know something? I'm pretty confident in my engagement with folks in and around the place. And for anyone who's worried about what's on the front page of particular newspapers today, I'd just commend them again to have a long watch of Media Watch and put it on their long-term view.
It was not the first time Mr. Rudd mentioned the Media Watch program, which last night turned its attention to the alleged anti-government bias in the Murdoch press.
Given that Kevin Rudd is running a presidential-style campaign and that Labor has been attacking Tony Abbott's personality, the PM can hardly complain if voters and the media judge Rudd on his character. But this is character assassination. The telly ran five deeply negative stories about the same incident, all built on the opinion of one woman who was with the Prime Minister for a few minutes.
Often when he answered a question, Mr. Rudd made the same suggestion. He was asked if the report in the Australian newspaper was true that Labor has given up trying to win over Liberal-held seats and is now sandbagging those it already holds.
On that latter report, I think that was that in the Oz this morning? Well, for those who are interested in that report, I think I'd draw your attention to Media Watch last night, and you should all have a look at that. Well, just have a look at Media Watch and form your own conclusions about the fairness of reporting.
And with a pointed glare, Mr. Rudd singled out each of the journalists working for Murdoch Papers.
What I'd say here to all working for those sorts of outlets is have a long, close look at Media Watch last night, and you as professionals form your own conclusions about fairness of coverage.
The media conference was arranged to highlight Mr. Rudd's plan to move the naval base from Garden Island, but it was barely the main theme, with plenty of discussion about what Mr. Rudd calls the Coalition's unfair and unaffordable paid parental leave scheme, and frequent references to Media Watch. Some are suggesting Mr. Rudd's preoccupation with how he's covered in the Murdoch press is proving a distraction, but the Prime Minister insists he's right to raise it, since fair media coverage is a fundamental element of our democracy.
You know what's at stake there? It's just the lifeblood of a democracy. It's about a fair contest of ideas. It's about a fair go for everybody. It's about how, in fact, you have a proper animated political debate about our plans for jobs, schools, hospitals, infrastructure, and Mr. Abbott's plans to cut each of the above. That's what it's about.
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending Ashley Hall's report.